Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It has been years since reckless lending and dubious mortgage securities put the U.S. economy into free fall. Millions of people lost their jobs, and many Americans lost both their pensions and their homes. Surely, by now, we have found someone to blame, a bad guy, to put a face on this disaster, kind of like Andrew Mellon and his tax evasion case after the Great Depression. Well, maybe we have found a bad guy, or at least a scapegoat. It could be Fabrice Tour. Tour is a mid-level, mid-20s employee at Goldman Sachs, and so far he's the only person on Wall Street to be sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission for helping to sell those mortgage-backed securities. Joining us this morning with an exclusive story is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. So first, let's remind people of what Fabrice Tour is in trouble for and this abacus deal that he was selling.
So he worked at Goldman Sachs. He still works there, but he's on paid leave right now. But he worked in their mortgage unit, and he helped create many mortgage securities. One of them in early 2007 was a deal that went by the name of Abacus. And that deal did horribly when housing collapsed. And it was designed, according to the SEC, with the help of someone who was negative on housing, a short seller, John Paulson, a hedge fund manager. And what the SEC said was that Fabrice Tour, this Goldman employee, and Goldman should have told other investors that they had this person who was negative on housing helping to design it. And so this case has been going on for a year. When it first came out a year ago, a lot of people thought this is the first of many cases. Because right. Remember, this is like, you know, a billion-dollar CDO collateralized debt obligation. There were over $100 billion of these things, and they were all designed pretty similarly with some of these same flaws. And so a lot of people thought this is the first person out of thousands on Wall Street who did this, and this is the first case, but then we haven't had any others, and it's been a year.
Right, and one of the reasons that Fabrice Tour is in trouble particularly is because of emails that he sent talking about selling these things to widows and kind of smug and snarky about what he was selling.
He was very indiscreet in his emails, and he called these things monstrosities, and he said the whole building is about to collapse, and he had very dramatic emails, whereas some of his peers were more careful.
All right, but you've discovered that even his lawyers are saying, look, Fabrice Tour wasn't the only one responsible for these securities. Why aren't you prosecuting other people's? Tell us the story of how you got this evidence.
Well, you know, last year, a woman who's a filmmaker in New York brought us material from Fabrice Tour's old laptop. And a friend of hers, she says that a friend of hers had found it in a garbage room and passed it over to her. And so we, you know, accepted this material. And what we have used...
Now, can I just stop you there for a second? You said evidence. Has the government said this laptop is evidence?
We haven't talked to the government about this.
So it's your source material right now. We don't know if it's actually evidence in a case.
I don't know that
Fabrice.
It's evidence. No. This is all this is material.
Right.
She brought us some material.
She was collecting email. The laptop was still getting emails that would have gone to his account, right? Even after she had the laptop. She just ignored them till she recognized the name.
That's right. And you know how your laptop can automatically get emails. So presumably this wasn't disconnected when he stopped using this laptop. So she gave us these materials. What we used for the article were in the fall of 2009 when the SEC issued a Wells notice to Fabrice Tour, which says, you know, basically we're thinking about naming you in the case. His lawyers drafted a bunch of private replies to the SEC, and these really essentially represent his argument of why he's not to blame. None of this has come out publicly yet because he hasn't gone to court yet. And so it was very interesting to read these because it gives us a preview of what he may say in court. And basically what these said was this was a collaborative effort. They said, you know, just blaming Mr. Tour would have him engaged in a grand deception of practically everyone involved in this deal. And they named a lot of his other colleagues at Goldman.
You know, it seems the unique thing about Fabrice was that he was the first to say this was going south, not necessarily the first to come up with these collateralized debt obligations and these weird derivatives.
Well, he had some other very negative employees on colleagues who worked with him on housing. A person named Jonathan Eagle was more negative on housing perhaps earlier than him. But he was negative in some of these emails on housing even while he was still selling this deal.
And you quote someone on a basis of anonymity saying, the case against Fabrice has baffled me from the very beginning. I can't begin to tell you how junior and insignificant his role was. This guy was
so low on the food chain, it kind of is not comprehensible why he's the person that the SEC is targeting.
I love that idea of people from Goldman saying, hey, I'm nobody. I never hear that.
Well, you know, I've been talking to people who worked very closely all around Fabrice, you know, for over a year and a half. And I've been hearing from them about the many different things that went on in the mortgage unit there, but also all over Wall Street. And people are surprised that the government hasn't looked at other things. And, you know, one of the recent things to come out was a report in the Senate where they even uncovered some new stuff that I didn't know about activities at Goldman. The Senate says that there were people at Goldman trying to manipulate the mortgage market. And they cite all these emails where, you know, the workers talk about kill the prices so we can pick up some quality stuff. Now, Goldman says that the Senate does not have evidence that it did this. But the Senate report says that it was a violation of securities fraud. And that's a new piece of information to come out.
So why? Why, Louise? What's your theory on why it's Fabrice Tour? Is he a scapegoat? Is he a test? Can we still think of him as a test case? Or is he taking the fall for all these other people?
You know, we have to keep watching to see, but one thing that is clear is that he had some pretty indiscreet emails that, you know, provided a lot of fodder to the SEC and its case. And I just don't know what else exists out there in writing from the other people.
There are two things that are clear this morning, Louise. That, and you are a scary reporter.
Well...
I'm going to dispose of my laptops in a different way than Fabrice did from now on.
She looks so sweet with those big blue eyes and the innocent face.
No.
Louise Story,
we love you.
Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. She's talking about the one guy who's been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission, Fabrice Tour. It's a great piece, and you find it in The New York Times today. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you.